Kom ons bid net saam. Vader, dankie dat ons vanoggend hier so kan wees, Here, en dat u die woord vir ons gegee het om vir ons lig te wees op ons voet, op ons pad, Here, waar ons gaan. Bid, Here, dat u daai lig sal kom oopbreek vanoggend en dat ons sal elkeen, Here, ervaar wat u wil sê. And God, we pray, Lord, that your spirit will illuminate, Lord God, that which you want us to see this morning for every heart and every mind, dear God, in Jesus' name. And let it be a powerful two-edged sword, Lord God, that your spirit comes and just divides between bone and marrow in our hearts, in Jesus' name. Amen. Great. Vanoggend gaan ons bietjie old school. Dat ek sien, wie het hulle Bybel saamgebring kerk toe? Awesomeness. Kry jou Bybel. Take out your Bible if you've got one. If you have got a cell phone Bible, then you put off all the stuffies that can come onto your phone. If you want to read with me. We're going to read in Luke 15 this morning. And we're going to do it together. Not out loud. Maar ons gaan saam lees vir oggend en so daar is niks op daai skerm nie. En ek weet die worship was ook anders geweest vir oggend. Ons het klag worship en toe doen ons die offering en die announcements. En dit is great. So ons het dit 'n bietjie verander vir oggend. Moenie dat dit jou stres nie en moenie worry dat daar niks daar staan nie. Ek het in die week toe word ek wakker of die Here maak my wakker 2:00 in die oggend. Always fun when God wakes you up 2:00 in the morning and then says, Deval, get up and go pray. En jy weet, soos as jy in die plek staan waar die Here vir jou dit sê, dan kan jy baie keer jou hart check. Jy weet, amper soos as die Here die mure van jou lewe soos bietjie skuif, dan sê jy soos al, maar Here, weet jy nie? Jy weet, then we start asking stupid questions and we ask God, but God, can't you see that my kids have kept me awake all night? Not all night, but I've been sleeping in snippets. 1 hour here and another hour there. And now at 2:00 you come and you tell me to get up and pray. But God, and I guess I'm up. And I guess I'm my camera and then I'm in the house. Terwyl die res van my familie slaap. En ek begin bid en ek sien soos hierdie prentjie en dit is maar waarvan vanoggend af kom. En ek sien hierdie prentjie van net soos die Here sê vir my, Deval, I want you to prophesy light into hearts right now in Malmesbury. So I got up and I started to prophesy and just speak the words. And I feel that God said he wants to light the fires in hearts again. Or he wants to light the fires afresh. And those who hadn't had fires, that he wants to light them as well. So I got up at 2:00 and I started to prophesy light over our community. En soos wat ek daar is, jy weet, die afgelope tyd van Januarie af was vir hierdie pastoor nogal 'n rowwe skuif episode. Die Here het soos 'n klomp dinge geskuif by my ook en is nog steeds besig. En toe ek het in die week gesels net oor wat die Here besig is om te doen, toe dink ons terug aan wat die Here gesê het. Ok, so, ek wil julle net gou terug gaan. Because many times we hear sermons, and maybe it's my fault I don't go back to it often enough. But can you guys remember what the word was that God gave us for this year? Die groot woord. Iemand wat kan onthou, sê toch net. Die reën. Okay? So, what happened was, and lovely to have Albert and Marianne as well, Jan and I and Retief and Francois, a couple of us ministers from different churches here in Malmesbury. We got together every Monday, or we're still getting together every Monday. It's one of the highlights of my week. En terwyl ons daar is, and while we were there, then God gave words to me, not specifically like he did on that evening, but I heard the same words coming from different places and different people, and then confirmed through the three churches that were assembled in that place. And God said with one voice from different places, he said, can you hear the heavy rains coming? coming. Okay, en ons het gepraat van Gehasi en van al die dinge, soos Elia het gebid en gesê, go up the mountain and see, what do you see? I see a cloud as a man's hand, okay, nadat hy 7 keer gegaan het. Okay, and then he told Ahab, listen, gird up your chariot and go, because the heavy rains are coming. Okay, so that was the word, the awesome word God has given us. Okay, and not just us, I mean, that's what he's speaking constantly over Mamasbury. And I say, soos, en nie net in Mamasbury, Suid-Afrika en die wereld, op wie sy praat met sy kerk, en hy sê, kan jy hoor, dat die magtige gedruis van 'n menigte water wat kom? Kan jy hoor? En die Here sê vir ons, daai, jy weet, is altyd soos, dan sê soos, yay! When God gives us the promises, it's always, yay! Bring it, God, bless us! Bless me! Bless my church! And then, usually, almost always, God says, if you obey my commandments, this is the blessing. We just want the blessing. We don't want to do the hard yards of obeying God's commandments, what he said. So, die Here gee vir ons hierdie awesome woord, die reën wat kom, en ons is allemaal opgesaai vir die reën. Let it come! And then God comes and he speaks to us 3 different things after that pertaining to the rain that's coming. And he says, what I want you to do is the following. I want you to, number one, and then we preach this a whole series on it here in church. The first thing that you need to do, you must get your mind right. The thought life that goes on in your head, you must address that. What do you think? Son, wat gaan aan in jou kop? Waaroor maal jy? Wat is dit as jy stil sit in jou binnekamer? Wat gaan aan in jou kop? And then, son, obviously, if it's an isolated case, wonderful, then you can think about stuff. But now, Satan comes and he's pouring stuff in there. What you need to think about and what you're thinking. Now, you're sitting there and you're thinking, oh, die de val. Is daarom so a... En dan kan jy verstaan, fill in the blank. Hy het nou, en dis nie net ek, hy praat as enig iemand, verstaan, in jou lewe, is daar mense, en dan denk jy soos, jis maar, verstaan, daai retief daarom, of ters, of wie ook al, verstaan, en jy maal oor die goed, and you're thinking, and you're building stuff in your head, and what started out as a small thing, and we call it offense, and I'm not going to preach on offense this morning, but this the small thing that's happened in your mind, the negative one, starts to grow and you're building it up. En dan kom jy by 'n plek waar Tolla van Merwe se storie gekom het. Wat hulle so gepraat het, dan praat hy so iemand wat 'n goudvisie weet. Onthou wie van julle onthou die goudvisie storie? Niemand nie. Yay, hom een ongeredde, nee, geredde, halleluja. Siel hier saam met ons. Maar anyway, hy bou die story so op en so, en dan kom het soos, en dan op die einde van die dag, dan maak hy die conclusion van iemand wat 'n goudvisie het, is noodwendig skeef. Dit is wat die grapie dan nou veronderstel is om te wees, maar, en dan kom hy jou in, hy stap met in, nadat hy die hele ding opgebouw is, en dan sê hy vir hom, ach man, ek wil nie met jou praat hee. Omdat hy 'n goudvisie het, die nuwe ou wat gekom het. So, dit wat in jou kop is, is nader aan so'n berg, it's massive, dat, jy kan nie stryd kyk na Ters nie. Hy kom aangestap en sê, hy het 'n groen hemp aan. Ek wil eers met hom praat. Want ek weet wat aan die gang is in hom. Because he's wearing a green shirt. Okay, so, that was the first thing. God said, get your mind right. And then, along with the mind, he said, meditate on these things. Okay, I said the negative things, because that's what Satan wants us to meditate on. But then, God said, meditate on these things, all the things that are good. All the things that are praiseworthy. All the things that are... All of those wonderful things. Meditate on that. That was the thought life. So, the next one was... God comes and he says to us... The next thing is your mouth. You need to get your mouth in order. Hallelujah. Was that a goody two shoes one for me to hear? En vir almal van ons. En God kom en hy sê, wat gaan hier uit? What is proceeding from your mouth at this moment? If your thought life is a shambles, then chances are what goes out of your mouth is also a shambles. En nou kom ons by 'n plek waar, en dit is maar die groot ding wat die Here by ons aangespreek het, veral ons charismatiese Christene. Ons skinder in die naam van gebed. Het jy gehoor van Dion? Hy het hierdie issues, en dit en dit en dit is sy issues, en dit is waar vanaf het kom, en so aan en so aan. En dan praat jy vir 'n half uur lank oor Dion se issues, want jy gaan vir hom bid, en sê, hoe ek nog gaan, ons moet bid vir hom, hoor? And God started to speak to us about our mouth, and what we need to say. En dan, Ratief, nou moet jy help met die derde een, ek sukkel nou om te onthou wat die derde een was. Hy ook. Anyway, dit sal seker net na my te terugkom. Hierdie doen ek nou uit recall uit van wat die Here gesê het. So dan is daar nog 'n derde ding, staan daarby sal ons hopelik kom, as ek kom nie, staan, then you ask God to show you what that thing was. Dan kom die Here en hy sê vir ons, luister, hier is die heavies. The heavy rains are coming. Get your mind and your mouth in order so that I can come and bring the heavy rains. Want die groot ding is, en dit is wat ek my net soos besef, as jou karakter, met ander woorde, wat is karakter? Wat beteken het om karakter te hê en integriteit te hê? En is een van die great quotes wat ek al soos onthou, the difference, or you can define character or integrity by the difference between your lips and your life. Okay, so how far is your lips and your life removed from one another? Not when you judge your life, when other people judge your life. En nou hoor jy mense sê, nee. Ons mag nie oordeel nie, dewaal. Other people look at you, what do they see? What fruit comes out of your life by other people's words? Because we judge ourselves by our intentions. And other people we judge about their actions. So, wanneer jy kyk na jou lewe, hoe is daai verskil? Wat is die verskil tussen jou lippe en jou lewe? Verstaan jy? En die Here wil kom en hy wil karakter bou in my en jou, sodat hy vir ons kan gee die blessing van abundance of rain. En toe kom die Here en hy sê vir ons 'n paar goed wat nogal rof was. Nie so lekker inpas in ons boksies in partykeer nie. En hy sê vir my eendag vroeg in die jaar, sê hy soos, well, deception is rife in the church. En ek het so wat gehoor en ek dink soos, okay. And I went on. And then, in 5 months time, it's as if God has opened my eyes, en ek kyk soos en ek dink soos, Here, dit is so. En, die Here het vir my begin convict oor pride in my lewe. I'm thinking I'm better than somebody else. Thinking I'm better than the person down the road. And God started to judge that pride in our lives. Judge just showing us and saying, listen, this is an issue. And then God said, He's going to come and He's going to do a purification work in us. And He's going to shift a couple of blocks. Want wie weet, wanneer dit great gaan, en wanneer alle goeders mooi gaan, dan kom die Here en hy wil so op werk, maar dan is alles mos right. life is fine. Life is great. When life is not so great, God comes and He works in us. He gets to those places where you shut them out when everything is fine. En dan dinge soos bietjie begin rof gaan, dan begin jy soos oopmaak en jy is bereid om te kyk na die dele in jou hart wat nie so lekker gaan nie. So vir oggend om die skrif te lees saam met julle. Kom ons lees in Lukas 15. So die van julle wat julle Bybels het, blaai sien toe. And let's read a parable together. Then he said, this Jesus speaking. A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portions of good that befalls me. And he divided them his livelihood. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and journeyed to a far country. And they wasted his possessions by prodigal living. But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. Then he went and he joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, but no one gave him anything. But when he came to his senses, or when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will rise and I will go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. And he arose and he came to his father, but when he was still a great far way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him. Bring a ring and put it on his finger and sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf and yeah, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again, and he was lost and he is found, and they began to be merry. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and he drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And so he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf. But he was angry, and he would not go in. Therefore his father came out and pleaded with him. So he answered and said to his father, lo, these many years I have been serving you. I have never transgressed your commandment at any time, and yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours came home, you killed the fatted calf for him. And he said to him, son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours. It was right that we should make merry and be glad, for your brother was dead and he is alive again. And what was lost is found. Tot dusver dan die skriflesing vir vanoggend. 'N intense stukkie skrif as jy daarna kyk. En dit kom van die goeders wat die Here soos vir ons sê, en die van julle wat nou by Bybelskool was, Dinsdag verstaan is my het waar die Here soos die goeders my hart gedrap het, so vergeef my as jy nou weer dele van die story hoor daar, maar ek wil net hê dit moet soos uitgaan vir almal. When we look at the story, Jesus is speaking and he's telling a story, a parable, and is giving insight into a couple of things. Now the first thing is, there are three sons in the story. Niemand sê eers niks nie. Niemand wil dom lyk nie. Okay? There are two physical sons in the story, yes. Ons sien dit. Daar is net twee. Maar daar is eintlik drie. As jy 'n bietjie geestelik na hierdie storie begin kyk. So, wat gebeur hierso is soos, 'n pa het soos 'n klomp goeders en, jy weet, jy kon in daai tyd, kon jy gevra het vir jou erfporsie, en dit is wat die jongste seun doen. Okay, now, you get the law of the firstborn, and that's a whole discussion on its own, but what happened was in Jewish culture of that time, then the firstborn son had a right by being the firstborn to inherit twice as much as the father had when he got born. That's a given. So if your dad had $1 million when you got born, then your right to an inheritance is $2 million at the end of your father's lifetime. So as your papa now 2,050,000 rand gehad het toe hy dood is, dan kry jy 2 million rand en jou boeties en sissies, hulle kan die 50 rand deel hoe hulle wil. Ja, okay. Ek weet dit klink, dis nie regverdig nie, maar anyway. But God gives it to us so that we can get a spiritual principle. But then, like we see in this story and in many other stories that Jesus told and that we see in the Bible, is that the firstborn, according to lineage, and you were born that, wasn't necessarily the spiritual blessing that God has given to that person. Okay, you get Esau that sold his birthright, and his brother Jacob is younger than him, but he gets the firstborn right. Okay? And there are many stories like that where the younger brother gets the firstborn right. Why? Most of those times. Hoekom? Want hy wil dit hê. He wants it. And many times the older brothers, they were just blasé about it because I am the older brother. I have got rights, man. I've got $2 million in the bank. All that needs to happen is my dad needs to die. Maar moet jy so blasé raak rondom dit as die ouer broer, dan heg jy geen waarde aan dit nie. Sel in hierdie story. So the younger brother, at least he wants it. He wants his inheritance. He says, Dad, give me my inheritance. So he asks it and the father gives it to him and then he goes off. En hy gaan, en die Bybel is baie graphic, en hy gaan hoereer die geld uit. Hy het niks oor. So there goes the first son. He's dead. And then a wonderful thing happens. The pastor almost falls over. Then a wonderful thing happens. This son, the younger one, that went off, squandered all his things, sits between the in the pigs. And you know, God has spoken to me about this a lot as a pastor. Want as a pastor wil jy toch net so graag beskerm. En as die ou silikie soos sikkel, dan wil jy graag help. And then many times God has come and said, Deval, you are in my way. I want to do something in that person's life, but you are standing in the way. Move. En dan sê ek soos, Here, maar die pastoors hart hier binnen my. And God bless my children, and then he gave me kids. And then I say, sometimes for me to help my kid, I must stand away a little bit so that he can learn. Or like the Bible in this story says, the wonderful thing is, he came to his senses. I'm going to say a lelike word. And the gemors wat in sy kop was, is uit. And I think soos, yes, ek nou al die staf gehad, but you know what? Without my father, the stuff means nothing. He's the source where the stuff comes from. And without relationship with my father, the stuff dries up and I'm just starving here. En hy kom tot sy sinne en hy besluit, maar nou right. Ek gaan terug na my pa toe. Ek gaan my pa sê, pa, is jammer man. Ek is nie meer verder om die kind genoem te word, maar maak my net 'n slaaf in die huis, asseblief, dis vir my fyn. Ek sal jou dien die hele tyd. En toe hy aankom, toe hardloop die pa na hom toe, en dis in Joodse kultuur ook een van die goed wat hier gebeur het, so toe Jesus hierdie story vertel het, en ek gaan nou hierdie monitor skuif. En, nobody's sitting in the front row again, so ek kan het maar voor toe skuif. So, toe hy kom by sy pa hardloop na hom toe, in Jewish culture, that was something that didn't happen. When Jesus told the story, everybody's eyes shot and said, who? Because it's not a culturally acceptable thing for a man, an older man, to run in Jewish culture. Anyway. So die pa hardloop na die seun toe en weet hy begin sy sad story en hy sê vir hom pa dit en dit en dit en sy pa luister nie na hom en hy sê vir hom man bring ring roup skoene en hy kalfie slag hom. And then the second son in the story comes to life literally. And then the father sees in this son the thing that he missed. He looks at him and he sees a humble, serving heart. All that son wants to do is serve the father. Hy het nie worries oor die staf nie, hy het nie worries oor die goed wat hy kry nie, al is dit daar. Maar hy het in sy hart uitgemaak soos, al wat ek wil doen is, ek wil net in my pa se huis wees, al is ek 'n slaaf daar, want dis waar ek wil wees. Because he came to his senses, he knew that the relationship with the father is what gives him the stuff. And even then, he was willing to be a servant. And then you know, in Psalms, we read about David, and he says, I'll rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my father than enig iets anders op 'n ander plek. So, hy kom terug en hy gee al daai goeders en awesome. Groot party. En dan kom ons by die derde seun. Die ouer broer. Nou daar's 'n paar goedjies wat julle moet weet rondom hierdie ouer broer. Vanoggend en did the older brother go anywhere? No. He was there. Did the older brother have a relationship with the father? No. Hoe weet ons dit? Hy kom maar aan, hy sien 'n party, maar hy kan nie stap na sy pa toe en sê, hey, pa, wat 'n party het ons hier in die gang hê? Hy stap, en die story sê, and he goes to one of the servants of his father's house. And he says, what's going on there? No relationship. And then the servant tells him, listen, your brother that was dead came back, and then your father was happy, and he slaughtered the fatted calf, and now they're having a wonderful time. Wat registreer by die ouer broer? Anger. Kwaad. Onregverdig. And I think for the times that we go in, and especially from the beginning of the year, that the things that God has said, this is going to become more and more telling in the kingdom of God. Especially in South Africa and especially in the church, because most of us, 95% of us, are the older brothers in this story. Why? Well, jy kan self jou somme gaan maak. Maar ek vra een vraag, en ek meen, dis my wat die Here my ook mee kom challenge het, nadat my tuinman gered geraak het. En ek werk nog steeds daaraan, so dis my een van die goed wat die Here aan werk, heeltyd lyk het my. Hoe bloei jou hart vanoggend vir die verlore mense daar buite kan? Is your heart bleeding for lost people or not? Well, God is speaking to me about that. And you know what the other thing is that happens with the older brother? He's in the house and what is he doing? He's serving. Hy is besig om sy as af te dien vir sy pa. Hy gee die skapies kos, hy vat hulle soontoe, hy skeer hulle, en hy kyk dat alles alright is. En dan kom hy by 'n plek waar daar iets gebeur wat volgens hom nie regverdig is nie. Imagine, kom ons gaan nou weg van die geestelike staf af. Imagine, jou huis, jou pa het baie geld. En jou pa gee vir, dis net jy en jou boetie, en jou pa gee vir jou jonger boetie 5 miljoen rand, want daar is 10 miljoen rand. En hy gaan en hy blaas het. Want jy weet, jy is op Facebook, jy sien wat gaan aan op Facebook in sy lewe. And you see on Facebook, and then it's this party, you know, and then it's that party, and he's flying in with choppers, and everything is just going hunky-dory and wonderful in his life, and he's having an awesome time. And then the Facebook posts get less. Want hy het nie meer airtime nie. And then you think, oh well, he went off to some country or whatever. And then rumor comes from another Facebook friend of yours that has seen him. He said, listen, that brother of yours, he's lost everything. He's living with the pigs. Oh, and then bid jy vir hom. Nee, kry vir jou. Jy wil mos vir as geld gevat het en het gaan mors. So, kry vir jou, wat is in die varke? Ek hoop hulle gee jou niks kosie. And then you go to church on Sunday and you pray. And then, that brother of yours comes to his senses. He comes back to your house. And remember, it's your house because the 5 million bucks that's left is yours of the inheritance. And he comes back and then your father throws a 1 million rand party for that boy. And then you pray for him. Hier staan so 'n ding op hier binne in jou. Jy raak buite jouself kwaad vir daai persoon. And now we can take it back spiritually as well. Many of us sitting in that place, you know, it's such an unfair thing when you see somebody that is totally free in the presence of God. Unfair. And you know, he's so free, yeah? He's just said sorry again. He's been doing this and this and this and this and this. En dan lees jy sy sonde, jy weet wat hy in sy lewe doen. Jy weet hy is eintlik nog, hy rook nog man, en hy is nog eintlik op drugs. En dan kom hy in, en hy sê sorry vir die Here, en dan sit so, Here, jy is so awesome vir my. Unfair. It doesn't work like that. And then you see this one little thing. The same thing happened to both boys. The father came out to the rebellious one when he came back. And the religious son sitting in the field, the father comes out to him as well. Die vader kom na beide van hulle toe, daar waar hulle is. And the older son sitting there, he says, Father! And he lists the whole thing. And then his father says, My boy, haven't you been with me always, serving in my house? And don't you know that everything in this house is yours? You know that. En dan sê hy, dit was reg dat ons 'n party gehou het. Want jou broer wat dood was, is weer lewendig. Now only fathers understand that, obviously. If I think about my boys and I know that, and I would think that one of my boys have died, ek gaan 'n bietjie huil. Ongelukkig wees. Maar as daai kind, ek sit daar op my stoep, jy's in die Karoo. Die vlak lê daar. Jy kan vir oormôre sien aankom. En jy nou klaar gehuil, nou dink jy soos, okay, Here, in die volgende oomblik kom daai kind van jou aan oor die horison. It's not going to be a pretty sight. I'm going to run to my boy. Because he who was dead to me has become alive again. And my heart will flow over with love for him. En dan vra die Here die vraag, soos wat hy hierso gedoen het vir die ouer broer, soos, dit was reg dat ons 'n partytjie gehad het, hy wat dood was is weer lewendig. En dan hierdie laaste versie, en sê, for your brother was dead and he is alive again. En dan hy laaste stukkie soos, and what was lost is found. En ons kan ons harte toets rondom daai ding, baie maklik. En dis ook om ek die vraag gevra het, hoe klop jou hart vir dit wat verlore is in hierdie wêreld vandag? And you know what? For many of us, we couldn't care less. Because why? I'm going to heaven. I'm okay. And then we run the risk of being in this place where we do stuff for God, for people or whatever, to receive a little reward. Want hierdie ouer broer sê vir sy pa, pa, vir daai een, gee jy die vetgemaakte kalf. Vir my, nie eers die ou bokkie nie, wat ek saam met my vriende kan braai nie. And then we laugh. But in our hearts, that's many times the thing that goes on there. And Jesus, he has got a couple of parables along that line. I'm just thinking of the one in the vineyard where he sends out laborers into his vineyard. He goes, I haven't seen it here yet. Maybe I'll, but anyway, when we lived in Brackenfell, there was this one spot. And I went there and it's a scary thing. It was a four-way crossing. And then you stop there. And there was a place where you can park. And then as you stop there, then you get mobbed by like 40 guys. They want work. So you go there. And the people know that if somebody stops there, they want work. So it's a mobbing every time somebody stops there. Because they want work. So dis dieselfde ding wat daar gebeur wat Jesus die storie van vertel. Hy sê hy gaan na die markplein toe. Daar waar daai manne staan. Hy sê luister kom, ek het mense nodig en daar gaan hy en hy kry mense en hy vat hulle na sy wingerd toe. En in sy wingerd sit hy hierdie manne aan die werk van 6 uur die oggend af. Soos vanoggend toe dit was so net so na 7 toe kom hy son so mooi op. Net voor dit kom die son so mooi op toe. Daai manne begin werk as dit so mooi oop is. Okay, I'm just gonna run you through this. It's the wonderful thing, and you're just so blessed because you've been hired to do work in somebody's vineyard. You have been enlisted. So you look at the sunrise, and it's awesome, and you are so thankful because it's awesome. And then you work because it's awesome. You have been enrolled. And then for you, the day goes on, and then some things start to happen. The first thing is, other laborers join. Die eerste kom so 9 uur, en dan 12 uur, en dan 3 uur, en jou vriendie waar, net voor 6, 5 minute voor 6, toe pitch daar nog 'n klomp mense. But you are psyched up, you know, because after that you saw that the master that enlisted you, he started to pay the guys that got there 5 to 6. En hy gee vir hulle R150 vir hulle dag se werk. Ding, 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 ding. Nee, moet nie so religious wees. Ons maak hy somme. Ons denk, dis yes, ja. 5 minute R150, maak hy sommer retief asseblief man, ek kan nie so baie wiskunde doen nie. 5 minute vir R150, so ek moet ten minste R50,000 verdien hierso vandag. As daai meester regverdig is. And then it goes down and it comes to you and you get your $150. And then what happens in your heart? Unfair. Unfair. And then he starts and he speaks to the master, and the master said, listen, did I do you any wrong? Did we not agree, you and I, that I'm going to pay you $150 for the day's work? So I didn't do anything wrong to you. Ons persepsies, ons goeders wat ons vir onsself en ons kop op maak. And then God comes and he starts to speak to me and to all of us. And he says, listen, I want your hearts to start beating like mine. Your thoughts to be like mine. Your words to be like mine. So met ander woorde, as jy geen lust is in die koninkryk van God, dan is jou barometer, jou ziel, for the last. And that doesn't mean that you need to be an evangelist up front, speaking to lots of people, getting lots of people saved. No. It just means that wherever you serve, whatever you do, in your Father's kingdom, in your Father's house, you do that with a zeal for the lost. Because you know that whatever happens, wherever I serve, the ultimate thing of that is somebody will get saved, and people need to get saved. And then when we get that heart right, and God changes that in us, that everything is about that, dan ewe skielik is dit nie meer, ja maar, kyk, hierdie een, en kyk, daai een, en ek is am tenminste beter as dit. Then we move from a place of being under the tree of good and evil to being under the tree of life. En dan raak ons allemaal opgesaik as daar een sielietjie kom en sê, selfs 5:00 to 6:00 in die middag, Here, red my. Because there is more joy in heaven over one sinner coming to repentance than over 99 righteous ones that are living in the field. So vir oggend is dit wat die Here soos op my hart gelê het, en ek wil dit graag vir julle net so gee, old school style, sonder enige PowerPoint en allerlei sulke stuff. Dis die woord van God. En dis waar die Here soos op die oomblik met ons besig is, en as jy op daai plek is, enige van hierdie, of jy nou soos rebels is en jy hardloop weg en jy is besig om jou pas goed te gaan squander, fine. As jy, of jy soos in die veld is, in die huis is, en jy is soos kwaad, man, jy is so, eintlik as jy soos diep gaan kyk, en denk jy soos, maar ek is eintlik kwaad vir die Here, want dis onregverdig, wat hier aan die gang is. And God wants to give you an opportunity, and me, to say, my boy, come here. Let me just rewire you, again. Let me give you my heart, and my heart for the lost, and that you can be happy about the things that I'm happy about. And then you're going to be blessed, I can guarantee you. If you've got much, you'll be blessed. If you've got little, you'll be blessed. Because your heart will be like the heart of your Father. And this is what the Here for us says, is om meer en meer soos Christus te word. Partykeer is nie lekker nie. Partykeer moet die Here kom uit mekaar uitdruk, sodat hy ding kan inval. En dit is vir oggend se woord. So, soos wat Renewal opkom vir die worship, en dan gaan ek dit vir ons, dan staan ons saam, en dan gaan ek vir ons bid vir oggend. Vader, Here, as ons hierdie stories lees, Here, wat U vir ons gegee het, en al die gelykenisse wat Jesus vertel het, Here, en dit is soos van die goed wat ons weet in ons harte. Here, dan kom ons tot die skok besef, Here, dat baie keer is ons soos die ouer broers, Here God, of Ons is rebels hier en ons hardloop weg. But Father, this morning, Lord, we come in. And Lord, we want to repent. On the other side of that spectrum where we are, Lord, we want to be the righteous son, the one that has got relationship with you, the one that's heart is just beating like your heart is beating. And Father, that we can be sad, Lord God, when people are going to hell. And that there would be an unquenchable fire in our hearts by your Holy Spirit for the lost. Lord, to know that they are going into eternal damnation and that many of us are the only link that some of them might even ever have to get to know you. So, Father, we come and we open our hearts and we say, Lord, we are so many times so wrong. And yet, ons is baie keer eintlik as jy kyk na die situasie, 100% reg, Here God, maar 100% liefdeloos. Omdat ons nie verhouding met U het, Here, omdat ons harte nie klop soos U se nie, en ons kom bid, Here, dat U dit sal kom verander vanoggend. And God, like you woke me up, Lord God, in the week, Lord, to just prophesy, Lord, your light and your fire into hearts, God. We ask that you do it this morning, Lord, in our hearts. That by your Holy Spirit, Lord God, you will come and you would just shower us, Lord, with a passion for you, firstly, and a zeal, Lord God, to see the lost saved. Here, want dit is wat U hart is. Die woord sê vir ons, it is God's desire for all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of God. En Here, ons kom vra dat U dit sal kom verander in ons. Here, en dat ons sal wegdoen, Here, met elke ding, Here, wat vir ons kom klatter. Elke ding, Here, wat Satan op ons wil druk. En elke condemnation, Here God. En elke vergelyking, Here. En elke van die staf. En elke offense, Here. Ek kom bid dat U dit sal kom wegvat van ons af, Here. Here, dat ons het sal neerle, Vader, dat ons sal ophou kyk, Vader, links en rechts van ons, en wie is beter, en wie is minder goed, en ek is beter, en Here, dat ons na U sal kyk. God, that we will look to You, the author and the finisher of our faith. No one around us, Lord God, will help us with that, except to be a fellow laborer in the harvest. All of us looking to our Father, and to Jesus Christ, like whom we ought to become on this earth. En Here, ons kom vra, Here, dat U ons harte sal verander. Heilige Gees, Here, dat U sal beweeg, Here, in hierdie week. En Here, dat U ons harte sal kom breek vir wat U hart breek. En Here, dat ons sal kom wegkom, Here, van in die veld, Here, ver weg, maak asof ons in die kamp is, Here, maar eintlik is ons glad hier, want ons is in die huis. And God, we ask that You would help us to reconnect with our Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, hulle gaan nog een song worship, maak jy saak een van die wat julle ook al gesing het. En dan, julle is welkom om saam te worship. As die Here iets op jou hart gelê het vir oggend, kom asseblief vorentoe, vooral as jy deel is van die 95% wat offended is, of wat in die veld staan, en het voel vir jou, jy het die verhouding met jou Vader op die oomblikkie. Come join the club, die pastoor is hier voor. Ek is in die boekie, en die Here is bezig om my uit te sort. So, kom doen besigheid met die Here asseblief. Ons vra dit want die Here wil soos hy ons moet uitstap en oor die lyn tree en sê Here, hier is ek. U het my gepraat and I'm willing to respond because I want a heart of flesh and not one of stone. En vir die van u wat moet gaan, the Lord bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon you and give you peace in this week as you go. Amen.
Breathless in awe and wonder, the King. Jesus is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you would lay down your life, that I would be set free. I sing for all that you've done for me. Who brings our chaos back in water, who makes the orphan a son and daughter, the King of glory, the King above all kings, who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love, that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. Down your life, that I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me.
Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for your Spirit, Lord, that breathes on us and gives us grace, and especially in this moment, God. Father, I ask that you come in and you breathe your life, Lord, into our dead hearts, God, in Jesus' name. Father, take away, Lord God, every stone, Lord God, everything that blocks, God, and everything that we have put on ourselves, Lord God, and taken up in self-righteousness, thinking that we are better than anything else or anybody else. Or Father, we ask that you come and remove that. And Lord, we want to see, Lord God, the cross of Christ. And that's the only thing that we will boast in. Nothing else. Just that. And Lord, we ask that you take out our hearts of flesh, our hearts of stone, Lord, and give us a heart of flesh this morning. So that we can be the righteous sons in your house. That can be happy, Lord God, about the things that you are happy about. And Lord, we can lay down our offenses, Lord God. We can forgive the people, Lord God, that offends us, Lord. And we can just repent, Lord God, where we have offended other people, Lord. And we honor you for that in Jesus' name. Sal die selleiers en die ouderlinge en so net asb die vorentoe kom en kom bid saam met die mense wat hier voor staan en kom net uit en kom bid saam met die mense asseblief. En die dames ook van en dankie dat jy gekom het. Die Here seën vir julle. Gaan in vrede.